This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, man.
If you missed the morning mess this morning,
you got to help me.
Here's what you missed.
It's your morning mess. How you do? It's Joey Boy.
Hi, Natasha Castles.
And it's Anish.
Okay, it's time for that staycation setup. Let's all say good morning to Ashley.
Morning, Ashley.
Hello.
Good morning. Hi.
So we hear you're having some issues with your boyfriend, is it?
Yes. Tyler and I have been together for just a little over a year. Mm-hmm. And we don't live together, but we spend a lot of time together. And I have a really bad feeling about something that is going on, and I don't know what it is, and I'm hoping you can help me flush it out. So I was making dinner for us the other night, and I was cleaning up, and he said, I'm just going to go to the bedroom and finish some work on my laptop. I'm like, okay, cool, fine, whatever. So I finish cleaning up, and I go into the bedroom, and as soon as I enter, he slams the laptop closed and shoves it under the bed. Like, boy, what are you hiding?
Right. Well, do you think he was on a little adult site or what have you?
I mean,
like, get this tikkamasala.com or
no. Oh, my God.
I'm A-okay with that. And that's the thing. Tyler knows that. I don't mind if you're looking at whatever you want. I don't care, you know?
It's the sneaky part, right? Like, why are you being so sneaky about something?
Yeah, what are you hiding from me? And I did confront him. I'm like, what's up with you? Why did you have to shove the laptop under the bed?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like he just flipped a shit. He freaked out. After I said that.
Was it just like pale looking or did he start arguing with you?
He was being really combative. He was arguing. And I just like, okay, I don't want to start an argument over this.
Did you feel his hands?
Defeated.
Why would you have to feel his hands?
Or at least one of the hands. Did you feel one of his hands?
Oh my gosh. No? You're terrible. Why does your mind go directly to these things?
I'm trying to put myself in Tyler's thing. I might have done that before.
So, Ashley, question. Did you get a chance to go through it afterwards? I know I will admit that I've done that before. I've looked through, like, past boyfriends, like, phones and computers.
You know, it's not beneath me, but the thing is, he's always on it. Like, he always has work, so I don't really have access to do that. I just feel super weird right now about this whole situation.
Ashley, you know you were born with a superpower, right?
Oh, what is that?
It's called intuition. Is your woman's intuition going off that this guy's cheating on you?
I mean, yeah.
Do you have any idea who it could be, or?
I mean, it possibly could be he has a really good best friend. Nikki, that's the only thing I can think of, but...
He has a best friend that's a girl named Nikki?
Uh-huh.
Ooh, that's a side chick's name, for real.
Is it really?
Yeah, you know Nikki or Nicole? Those are usually side chicks.
I don't know any of those, so
really?
I'm cool.
Okay.
I don't even know why I'm solidifying it. I'm sorry, Anish. Sorry. Yeah, you're wrong, Joey.
Well, let's get down to it. I mean, because basically you have him getting nervous around his computer and yourself and your intuition kicking in. So this is what we're going to do, Ash. We're going to do a staycation setup. We're going to call Tyler up. We're going to offer him a free romantic hotel stay and ask him one question.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Now, obviously, we would love for him to say your name, Ashley. Anything other than Ashley, then obviously he's cheating on you.
Yeah, I just don't know what to do at this point.
Does he have a best friend or a cousin that we can say entered him in the contest to make it more believable?
I would say George. George is good.
George? Okay.
George would do that.
Is that, and that's his friend or like a brother or?
Mm-hmm. That's his other best friend.
All right, that written down. All right.
How many best friends does this guy have? What is he, 12?
What is that? People can have more than one best friend.
You have more than one best friend?
Yes.
Okay, grow up, first of all.
What?
You do too?
Are you
mad? That's a whole different topic,
yes. More than one.
I have several best friends from like different walks of life. Maybe you don't talk every day, but they're still close friends.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, we're going to do a staycation setup up next. Ashley, hold on. We're giving Tyler a call.
Okay.
Guys are ridiculous, seriously. Okay, we're back with staycation setup. Can we say good morning again to Ashley?
Hey, girl.
Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Morning. Quick recap. Ash, you think your man is cheating on you because of your intuition?
Yeah, my gut says that because he's hiding his computer under the bed so abruptly, and he's real shady right now, and I don't like it.
Well, whether I like it or not, that is what we're here for.
Let's do the staycation. We're going to give your boyfriend, Tyler, a call, offer him a free romantic hotel stay, and simply ask him who he wants to put on the reservation, Ashley. And if he doesn't say your name, obviously he's probably cheating on you.
Yeah, hopefully he isn't.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Tyler?
Yes.
Hi, Tyler. This is Jonathan calling from the Aurora Hotel. Got some awesome news for you. Looks like you were entered into our prize raffle here, and the grand prize is a weekend stay in our penthouse suite. We accompany that with our honeymoon package. And I'm calling to congratulate you on being our...
I didn't sign up for anything. I'm not really interested.
Well, sir, I do see here you were entered into the contest. Someone referred you by the name of George, and you have been selected. Yes, sir.
Okay. What did he sign me up for?
He signed you up for our prize giveaway, and you are the grand prize winner. So you do get that free romantic stay with us at our penthouse suite. You get a honeymoon package and everything, so if you're trying to show off for someone special, it could be a great opportunity for you.
Okay.
So we are going to ask for a review of your experience in return for the stay, but there are no payments that are involved unless you get room service. For me to get started with that reservation, though, Tyler, I just have one question to ask, and that is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Okay, so this is totally free.
100%. Again, just like if you do get that room service, then you will be asked to, you know, provide payment for that, but the stay in itself is free.
Okay, all right. So I would love to take Ashley Brown.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, hi, it's me.
We finally got one. Tyler, hi. Whoa. This is the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. We do have to let you know you're live on the radio.
What's going on?
Well, your girlfriend here who's on the line, Ashley Brown. Ash, do you want to explain to him why?
Oh, my God. Honey, hi.
What's going on, Ashley? What?
Okay, just hear me out and don't get mad at me. Yes, we are on the radio.
Why are we on the radio?
Okay. I was really freaked out by what happened last week with your computer and how you were so sneaky with hiding it. And you got really weird with me afterwards, and my intuition was just saying, what is going on? Are you hiding something really important from me?
Like, so you thought I was cheating on you, so instead of, like, having a conversation with me, you went to a radio show to, what, set me up and make me look stupid? Like, it's not...
Well,
cool.
You know, here, let me try to help Ashley... And first of all, round of applause. I mean,
we have a successful one.
Tyler, you're a good guy.
That's a good sign. However, I'm sure Tyler does not appreciate being accused either.
Why were you slapping that computer so hard when she walked in on you and throwing it under the... What the hell were you on?
I was working. Like, I have a lot of work to do. And the fact that you don't trust me is really messed up. So I'm going to let you do your little radio thing here. And, I don't really want anything to do with you right now, to be honest.
Why are you getting so upset? I asked you a simple question about the laptop, was what you were doing, and then you flipped on me. And now you're doing it again.
I feel like you need to chill. Like, you need to be, like, stop being so needy.
God.
Like
I need to know.
Do you say meaty or needy?
Joey.
Needy. I think he said needy.
Needy. Okay, they said needy. I was like, that's not nice.
You're being a little needy.
Here's the thing, though. Now, Ashley, with all due respect, you did accuse him of cheating, and obviously he wasn't. So I think an apology is in order, and maybe, you know, we take that route.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be a start.
Okay, Tyler, I am sorry. I'm sorry that I've accused you of cheating. I am sorry. I don't know what to think when you acted the way you did.
There you go. Use your words.
Laptop, and I had no way to talk to you in a healthy manner. So that's why I brought you on here, because I was like, maybe they can get a straight answer out of you.
Well, here's the thing. We got the straight answer. The straight answer is he wanted to take his own girlfriend on a romantic staycation. So it's a win-win. You know what I'm saying? Maybe if you stop being needy, he'll give you the meaty. You feel me?
Whoa.
Okay. Oh my God.
Honestly, not qualified to be the mediator.
No, we don't.
Come on.
In this conversation. So I'm going to go ahead and just recommend a counselor for you guys. Choose to call that counselor or not, but I'm sure.
Can you turn his mic off?
Come on, baby.
Your relationship.
Shut up, Jolly.
Okay.
Sometimes you need the meeting.
Oh, God.
There you go.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5:30 to 10 a.m.
Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.